This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Yani Agisalo has returned to Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival after a sellout season at Adelaide Fringe. And his brand new show, The Unpinchable Pink Pen, is on at Trades Hall until April 23.
I love it when you speak Greek, Warren.
Yes, kudos on the pronunciation, Warren.
I had it phonetically written, that's why.
No, you could have handled it off to Anastasia
exactly.
As a Greek, but took it on.
Anastasia.
I can't even say it properly. Agisalo.
Oh, that's the Greek. That's the Greek pronunciation. So it's equally right either way. It's not really bad. I mean, I'm the only Yanni anyway, so really it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's such a Greek name as well.
Yeah, that's true. But it just means John. It's so boring, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The Unpinchable Pink Pen. I've got a pink pen here today.
You do have a pink pen.
Well, I've actually done my research and I've got an orange one because I know that your show is all about... Talk us through it.
Tell us about the name.
It's basically about gender roles at its most basic. But yeah, the title comes from a story. So I've got a friend, her name's Tiana, and she works on a cruise ship. And we were just talking about the colour pink, right? And I really like pink. I know I'm not meant to, right? And she said, I really don't like the color pink. And then she said, but I only ever buy pink pens for the ship. And I was like, well, why do you buy pink pens if you don't like pink? And she goes, because it stops every man on the ship from stealing the pens, right? And I was like, there's no way that works. And she goes, oh, it does work. It really does work, right? And I thought, that's really fascinating that you can literally protect your things by buying them in a specific color. And then since I heard that story, I've been telling it to a few people. This is as I was sort of having the idea of writing the show. And I heard like about 3 or 4 female friends say, no, I always buy pink stationery, purple stationery for that reason. And I had a male friend who goes, that's why I've got a girl's bike. I ride a girl's bike with a basket on it. And I was like, well, why? And he goes, because no one steals that bike. And I was like, wow, people are using like gender roles to protect their things. And I thought, that's fascinating. So the whole show is sort of about, you know, about gender expectations, you know, what society says is manly, what it says it's like womanly, and, you know, just all those things, because there's so much packed into all of that.
It's fascinating because I get triggered every time I speak to my nephews about this, because they'll go on about the pink and blue thing.
Yeah, how old are your nephews?
6 and 8.
Yeah, I mean, it gets picked up so early.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you go into a toy shop and it's like color segregated like a 1950s Alabama bus or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
pretty crazy.
Why are we still stuck there? Why are we doing that still? Well, with toys in particular.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, there's so much that, and this is the problem with these sorts of things. This is why I think they take so long to change. So I had a lady come to my show last week, and she was very lovely. And afterwards she said, yeah, I really almost choked up during the show. And I was like, you know, I never think of it as a show that, you know, is going to choke people up. But she goes, no, but I'm a mum and I've got like a little 3-year-old boy, and my boy, he loves wearing pink, right? But then one time he went to playgroup, right? I think he was 3 or 4 and got, you know, teased about the pink thing. And she goes, now he never wants to wear it anymore. You know, now I'm like, do you want to wear your pink top? And he's like, no, I don't want to wear it. And he's like really angry. And it's that thing of like, even if you're a progressive parent, you can only sort of like, you know, keep your kids in your little bubble for so long, and then you send them out and then society does its work like it does with all of us, and you can't, you know, if the kid gets teased, well, what are you going to do? You know, you can tell the kid, well, it's a matter of principle, keep wearing the pink thing, but then at the same time you go, oh, my kid is in pain, and I really it must be so upsetting for people. So I think these things take a long time to change, because you can't just change one person's mind, it has to change broadly, you know, across
everyone.
Yeah,
and what a better way to do it through comedy as well.
I think it's a very nice way of doing it.
How do you do that? How do you turn something so serious into something so funny?
Well, but there's always something funny underneath something serious, because a lot of the time these things are just things people don't question, you know, like, so I speak from my own perspective, but then, you know, so my brother is gay, so I sort of tell stories about growing up with him and me and the different sort of expectations that we have on each other. So, you know, I just talk about we went to a movie together once, right? And it came out, and I remember that movie because I remember feeling like I really wanted to cry halfway through it, but I didn't cry, you know, because I've been trained not to cry because I'm a guy, right?
And you're Greek.
Yeah, and I'm Greek, you know, and all of this. And I just came out, and I remember I said to my brother, I said, what'd you think? He goes, I bawled my eyes out. And I was so jealous. So I tell a story about like, just sort of like, I tell that story, and then I sort of like go, you know, because I used to cry a lot. This is the other thing. I used to cry when I was very young. Heaps. And then I got teased for it, and then I just stopped, and there was almost 10 years I didn't cry at all. So I sort of did the whole bloke thing, which is like, you know, a lot of blokes, like, you know, whenever we feel like crying, it's like we take that one little tear that was about to come out and we just add it to a big pile inside of ourselves. Like, we're trying to build one perfect man tear, and you release it once every 10 years at the right time. You go, when are you going to release that? When I go, probably when the dog dies, I reckon, I'll probably be allowed to get rid of it then, and then I can start on a new one. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of comedy in unquestioned things that people don't question. Like, it's been real interesting because I get a lot of LGBT people come along, a lot of guys come along, a lot of everyone, because I think gender roles is one of these things that it doesn't matter who you are. Like, it's almost like a lot of times I think it affects LGBT people more acutely because they're more aware of it.
And crying, though, in particular. Yeah. I mean, we are conditioned not to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And that's an Australian thing as well.
I mean, I can do it at the drop of a hat now.
Warren can cry, it's amazing, but it's
only a recent thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people have seen me do it and they've gone, oh my goodness, will you stop being such a crying?
Man up.
Yeah.
Man up.
Well, that's another. Well, yeah, that's the saying, right? I've got a joke basically about how a lot of times men don't go to the doctor because it's sort of like, you know, it's not a manly thing to do. And then I tell a story about one time I basically was wiping on the loo and there was blood there, and it took me a week and a half, right, to go to the doctor, a week and a half, because I was like, well, it'll be fine. And then I sort of like said, well, you know, what happened when I went to the doctor? He said, look, basically it was just piles, which is a gross thing to say on radio, but it's the truth. Okay. But the doctor was like, look at the color of the blood. If it's light blood, that's external and you're fine, right? But if it's dark blood, then that's coming from inside you, and you really, and my joke is, you need to woman the hell up and
you
go to the doctor.
You need to woman up. I like that.
Yeah. And it's things like these, like, you know, when we have, you know, Movember and things like that, and International Men's Day, which is a thing, and as well as International Women's Day. But a lot of the issues for men are more health-based issues and asking for help and things like that, because it's perceived that it's not manly to ask for help. And those things, if we can change those things, will actually be better for men as well, because we can, you know, men can look after themselves better, and that'd be a good thing for everyone.
Yeah, well, can I just quickly say, there's nothing sexier than a man with a full face of hair on his face crying. Like, I think it's so sexy to see someone, a man, be emotional.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, I had a proper cry 2 days ago because, you know, John Clark died.
Yes.
And I was good friends with his daughter. I am good friends with his daughter. We both went to university together, studied law before I quit it to become a clown.
Oh, my God, you're such a Greek.
And I met John many, many times. And, you know, he was a really lovely man. And, you know, and I was just like, it was such a shocking thing for me. And when I first heard it, I didn't cry. And then I was walking back to my mum's house and I was just thinking about his daughter, who's my very good friend. And I was just listening to a bit of music, and that always loosens me up, you know, like a bit of music. And I was just walking down the street crying. And it was such a lovely thing. You feel cleansed afterwards, you know, and you feel better because instead of just sitting there festering, you've processed your emotions. And that's so true. That's why kids are happy. Like, kids cry for 5 seconds and then they're done. Gani, as we say in Greek, you know, it's just done.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, you don't get depressed kids. You get sad kids, angry kids, but they're not depressed because they process it. You get depressed adults because at some point it's all in the, you know, it sits in the pond, it festers, and you go, ooh, that's a bit dirty water. Should we refresh the water? And they go, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yanni Ajisalo, thank you for chatting to us at Joy. It's the Unpinchable Pink Pen. It's on a trades hall until April 23. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Are we going to see you next week?
We're going to be there crying in the front row.
Oh, please do.
Wailing like the Greeks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.